الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. We're discussing the various episodes on the day of Qiyamah and things leading to the day of Qiyamah and what will actually happen on the day of Qiyamah. So we so far spoke about how the people are going to be raised and how they're going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's lesson, we're going to speak about the states, the state of people according to their crimes and also according to their good deeds. So we find in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ. On that day, some people's faces are going to be lighted, illuminated. That's because of the iman, because of the good deeds they were doing. But تَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. And other people's faces are going to be darkened because of the evil that they were doing. So already a person, they are going to be identified by their actions and by their crime. So in this world, people do a lot of nonsense and they get away. People don't even know that this person did this or he did that. Qiyamah day, everything is going to be in front. Allah says, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, the people are going to be standing in front of Allah. Which people? وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe be to the defrauders. الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. That when they were measuring for people, then they used to take full measure. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. And when they were measuring and weighing for other people, they were cheating them. يُخْسِرُونَ. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Don't they realize, don't they think that they are going to stand up on the day one day? And that day, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All of creation is going to be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. And these people are going to be identified by their crimes. Like the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that the people who had deceived and who had cheated, in whichever form they acted in a dishonest way, they lied and they did people down, and the people innocently believed them and got caught. Many times we hear of all these scams that people do. And sometimes people also don't do scams, but they deceive the people in letting them believe that they're getting a better deal. That's also a form of deception. So on the day of Qiyamah, they are these deceivers, these defrauders, are going to be standing under a flag. And the flag is going to be to the size of the extent of what they had deceived. So everybody will see, oh, this guy's got a big flag. He was a number one chor. He was a number one deceiver, whatever it might be. So that is the first thing. Then also it is said that the rulers of the Muslims are also going to be identified by their crime. That they deceived the people that we are your leaders. And the people looked up to them as their leaders. As we know today, we say Muslim leaders, nothing. So these people are also going to be singled out, and they are going to be also exposed that in reality these were not leaders, these were deceivers, they were deceptive people. They just had that position, letting the people believe that we are rulers, but they had absolutely nothing. They had their own interest at heart. They were collaborating with other people and, you know, with other kuffar leaders. All of that is part of deception. So on the day of Qiyamah, they are going to be singled out. Then obviously the oppressive leader, whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, all those who had oppressed in various ways, those people who are under them, and they deprived them, and they tortured them, and they did all kinds of things to them, they will also be singled out, and they will be identified by their sins. Then there is one hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يكلمهم الله. Allah will not speak to them. ولا ينظر إليهم. He will not look at them. ولا يزكيهم. And he will not even purify them. ولهم عذاب أليم. And there will be a severe punishment for them. So this ayat comes in the Quran, and this ayat is also mentioned in the hadith. And who it is? Those people who allow their garments to flow over their ankles, beneath their ankles. So that is something which we always keep in mind. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also in that regard, that whatever is below the ankle, فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. It's also in the fire of Jahannam. So in any case, in the day of Qiyamah, these are people, even Allah will not even look at them, he will not even talk to them, he will not purify them. Purify means that all the sins that are supposed to not be taken of them to go into Jannah, then they will not be purified of those sins. And this obviously doesn't refer to a person who by mistake he bought an oversized trouser and oh, he's got a very big stomach and the trouser is busy going down. It refers to those people who arrogantly allow their garments to flow over their ankles or beneath their ankles. Then there's another one who will be identified by the crime on account of him having, the hadith says, having sold his armor by deception. So it's also a deception. Why armor? Well, armor is one of the things that used to be sold at that time, and people are looking for the best armor, obviously. But it doesn't only refer to armor, it refers to any item where a person sold it and he deceived the person. He said, you know what, man, this is the best one. This is made in Japan technology. Yeah. And this is, you know, you don't get a better one, this, and this is the best price, and you can try anywhere else, this is the best. So he lied, which is not the best. So he mustn't deceive the people, because then he is going to also be identified on account of this deception, whether it's a quality or whatever it might be. Then there's one who is referred to as a Mannan. Now, one is the name of Allah, Al-Mannan, that means who does great favors. But here Mannan comes from the Arabic word Man, and it means that he who reminds other people of the favors he had done to them. So people are in difficulty sometimes. They come to, you know, somebody, please help me out. And you help them out. And afterwards, we go to the extra mile of embarrassing them. That, you know what, I did for you. I did this for you and I did that for you. And in front of other people, sometimes we embarrass some people. They don't know where to look. That I did this for him and I did this. So that is such a difficult situation on a person. So on the day of Qiyamah, this person is going to be identified and he's going to be singled out for this particular sin that he had carried out. Then there are those people who misappropriated war booty. Now obviously we're not in war situation at the moment, but war booty, if you look at it in a broader sense, it refers to public property. So whoever misappropriated whatever public property he was made the trustee of, he stole in whichever way it might be. So the hadith here speaks about those people who maybe stole a camel or a sheep or a cow, whatever it might be. On the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that is going to be tied around his neck and he'll be dragging it. So again, he's identified by his crime. So that is what's going to be seen. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you're going to see me and you're going to say, oh Nabi of Allah, help me, oh Nabi of Allah, help me. Then I'm going to tell you, but didn't I warn you? Didn't I warn you about this? I'm sorry, I can't help you today. And the same with those people who steal other people's land. So how, one is you stealing wholesale land, right? But one is you have got, for example, your neighbor's boundary fence, and somehow you just put your boundary without him knowing. You just take another. That's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says a hand span of land also is going to be hung around the person on the day of Qiyamah and be a big burden for which he is going to be identified and he's going to be humiliated. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that person, those people who are two-faced, are going to be raised up two-faced on the day of Qiyamah. So how that will be happen? Well, that Allah can create one person with one face, you can create with two faces. So this must be the most horrible kind of identification for anybody. What does a two-faced person mean? It means he goes to somebody and he, you know, he befriends them and he makes them feel he's on their side. Then he'll go to somebody else, maybe the rivals or somebody, and he'll make them feel I'm on your side. So he'll take story from here, he'll go there. From there, he'll come here. So nobody knows. You know, they say he's hitting the drum on both sides. So that person's a two-faced person. He might get away with it here on the face of this earth. He does it to please these people. He does it to please that people. But on the day of Qiyamah, he's going to be singled out for whatever he has done in this way here. Then there's another hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person who begged while having no need to beg. In other words, he begged and made begging his profession to such an extent that he didn't have to beg anymore. Sometimes a person has to beg, but he makes begging his business. Twice I came across an article that in Saudi they caught somebody passed away, somebody died, and then when they went to the person's place to find out, the person had a massive flat, and inside the flat they were loaded with gold and jewelry and cash, like unimaginable amounts. And this person was known to be begging, you know, we see it happening, but after people are busy begging and all of that. And some of them, they appeared also to be crippled and whatever it might be. So they begged, and then everybody gave them. I mean, in one namaz, you know how much they take, for example. Big business. So on the day of Qiyamah, if there's a need to beg, we don't say you mustn't. It's not the best of things, but the Quran speaks about the sa'il, the one who comes and asks. So on the day of Qiyamah, they're going to be singled out in that particular way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So what is his? He's going to have pieces of flesh falling off his face. and he's going to look very, very horrible because of that particular sin. And speaking about the face, we spoke the other day, that person who goes ahead of the imam, he's going to be raised up with a face and the head of an ass and of a donkey. So these are some of the things. And that leader who did not take care of his subjects, so he was put there in charge and he did not take care of them. Besides oppressing them and besides deceiving them, he couldn't be cared. He was enjoying his meals, he was enjoying his comfort, while the subjects were going under difficulty. That's why it is mentioned, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to make gush that night. He used to go and hear and see what is going through the lives of the people. To the extent that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala one day was standing to the foot of a camel. It was injured. So somebody told Amir al-Mu'mineen, you're worrying about a camel. It's a Qiyamah day. I'm going to be questioned about this camel also. So that is how conscious they were with regard to the responsibility that was placed upon them. Allah Ta'ala save us from a humiliating standing up on the day of Qiyamah. Amen.